It's Thursday, May 4th, 2023, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. Executives embrace generative AI. Customer experience is the top driver for adoption, according to Gartner. And service leadership reports 31% of MSPs surveyed lost money in Q1 2023. This is the Business of Tech. Are you and your clients tired of the time-consuming ticket tennis of coordinating meetings and help desk calls? Wouldn't it be better to automate this process with a tool that connects directly to ConnectWise Manage or Autotask? TimeZest offers scheduling automation that gives you complete control of your schedule and eliminates the hassle of calendar ping pong. As the only service designed specifically for MSPs, it integrates into your workflow and makes scheduling appointments easy on you and your clients. Plus, you can try TimeZest for free. Visit timezest.com/MSPradio and use the code MSPradio to get 10% off your first year of TimeZest. IBM's CEO has predicted the AI impact. He's citing a potential 30% impact on the company's own back office. Other leaders have not been as explicit about using AI to cut jobs. Jeffrey Hinton, the machine learning pioneer, sometimes called the godfather of AI, says he left Google to speak freely about the dangers of rushing AI products. His immediate concern is that the internet will be flooded with false text, and the average person will not be able to know what is true anymore. He also worries that AI technologies will, in time, upend the job market. And those executives are looking. More than two-thirds of executives say the benefits of implementing generative AI outweigh the potential risks, according to a Gartner report published Wednesday. 7 in 10 executives say their companies are investigating or exploring generative AI, while 19% of advanced pilots or are in production. The firm surveyed over 2,500 executives during a webinar series in March and April. While the cost-cutting and efficiency upsides of generative AI have made headlines, the top driver for enterprise adoption is customer experience, according to 38% of respondents. Just 17% are deploying the technology focused on cost optimization. And a first victim of ChatGPT hype, Chegg, the online education firm, who said on Monday that the chatbot was hurting its new customer growth rate and saw a 48% stock dip. ChatGPT-like conversations may be coming to Alexa. In a leaked document seen by Insider, Amazon is planning a reboot with a goal of making Alexa smarter, saying users should feel like Alexa is thinking versus fetching from a database. This will be done with a large homegrown language model. Skill with ChatGPT is in serious demand. The top global tech skill for businesses in the first quarter of 2023 was ChatGPT, which experienced a 4,419% increase in global topic consumptions from the fourth quarter of 2022. Other AI-focused skills, such as Azure Machine Learning at 281% and AI Art Generation at 239%, also significantly increased, landing them in the top 10 global tech skills. This from Udemy's Global Workplace Learning Index. And in a surprising business use case, Zillow's integration via a plugin with ChatGPT was announced. Those using the plugin can tell ChatGPT what kind of property they want to purchase or rent, sharing criteria like location, price, and bedroom count. ChatGPT will dive into Zillow's database and spit out some options for you. Doctors, too, should be considering the impact. 45% of ChatGPT responses to patients graded as empathetic or very empathetic, according to a study from the journal JAMA Internal Medicine, The Wall Street Journal reported. Just 4.6% of respondents posted to r/AskDocs on Reddit by actual physicians received the same grades. And in scary use cases, Palantir is launching the Palantir Artificial Intelligence Platform, software meant to run large language models and alternatives on private networks. In the pitch video, the operator uses a ChatGPT-style chatbot to order drone reconnaissance generate several plans of attack, and organize the jamming of enemy communications. Why do we care? One of my Patreon supporters commented on how worrying Hinton's comments were. I get that concern, although observe that these are the people who created the technology, and I'm looking for answers more than concerns. The genie is out of the bottle. The internet will be filled with false text at a grander scale than we see now. And as IBM CEO notes, we're in for a disruption. Solutions will go further than concerns. And I see this as an opportunity. Those pilot projects are in flight now. If your customers aren't considering it, they're already behind. I spotted some data from the Channel Partners Conference this week, so let's quote Channel Futures. Peter Kujawa, Vice President of Service Leadership, is amazed by the amount of MSPs he benchmarks in the company's quarterly reports that lose money. In the first quarter, 31% of MSPs he surveyed lost money. That was actually better than the 36% that reported losses in the previous quarter. Profitability among the top quartile of MSPs he surveys is about 24%. Why do we care? Nearly a third of companies in this space are losing money. I've been citing a quarter of that for a long time, so time to update my numbers. Jawa goes on to talk about how much opportunity there is, and yet one in three is not making money. Ready to learn and connect with industry leaders and peers about the future of IT? Sign up now for Ateraverse, May 3rd and 4th, entirely online. With industry experts from Microsoft, Zoom, Atera, Malwarebytes, Bitdefender, and more, you'll get 2 full days of content. And keynote address from Mike Massimino, astronaut, professor, author, and speaker. And I'll be there with an AMA with the leadership at Atera. Find out more at Atera.com and sign up for this free event. Thanks for listening. Only one that matters today. May the 4th be with you. I'm too big a Star Wars fan not to play on that one. I will talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit MSPradio.com/engage.